Food safety advice for holiday cookouts. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, experts say many of us could get sick with food-related illnesses this holiday weekend, but it doesn't have to be that way. Gary Crawford has more.
It's 1 in 6 people will come down with a foodborne illness this year. So we just want to make sure people are aware of foodborne illness and how to protect themselves.
A little reality there from Kathy Bernard with the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service. She says a lot of these illnesses are contracted at cookouts and picnics. And the hotter the weather, the higher the chances of something happening. And surveys show that from 130 up to 150 million of us are going to be cooking out this Labor Day weekend or going on picnics or both. And the truth is, some of that food could indeed make us sick if we don't handle it right, if we let bacteria build up on it. Kathy says besides buying food and all of that for the weekend, buy a meat thermometer if you don't have one and use it when grilling meat to get it to a safe internal temperature to wipe out any bacteria.
Say if you had ground beef, pork, lamb, or veal, it needs to be 160. All poultry, whether it's whole, pieces, or ground, needs to go to 165. And then items like steaks, roasts, and chops of beef, pork, lamb, or veal need to go to 145, but it will need a 3-minute rest time to finish the cooking process.
It keeps on cooking for that 3 minutes after you've turned the heat off, and that extra stand time kills the bacteria. Also, very important for any meat you cook on the grill or any place else for that matter.
Don't put it on the same plate that held your raw meat, not unless you wash the plate first, because if you don't, you could be cross-contaminating.
So if you're going to make yourself sick this holiday, make it for some other non-food reason. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.